It took 43 years, but finally the families of the young people killed in the Stardust fire have been vindicated in their search for the truth. An inquest jury found that all 48 victims had been unlawfully killed in the fire that ripped through the nightclub in February 1981. Carol Barrett survived the blaze, but her brother Michael was killed. She told RTE's Primetime what the verdict means for the victims and for their families.
It is a form of justice by all means, and it was the right verdict. They're not arsonists. There was no arson. They didn't cause their own deaths. They didn't cause the deaths of others. You know, so they have been vindicated today, and it was important.
The families have now asked for a state apology on Primetime as well. Harry Robinson of Phoenix Law, which represents the majority of families, explained why.
Given the amount of time it's taken these families to get here in their uphill struggle for justice, that weight hasn't arisen from a lack of advocacy, a lack of trying, or a lack of ability on their part, but the deaf ears upon which their efforts have fallen thus far. And so an apology under those circumstances and following today's verdict seems more than appropriate.
Kitty Holland, social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, followed the inquest, which sat for 122 days and heard the evidence of almost 400 witnesses. She's with us in studio this morning. Kitty, will you remind us, first of all, of the verdict and of why it's so significant?
Shortly before 3 o'clock yesterday, the jury uttered those words that they'd waited so long to hear, which was unlawful killing. And I was just saying afterwards to some of the people, you don't get days like that in journalism very often. It was absolutely the emotion, the visceral roar that went up in the Dublin Coroner's Court, the pillar room yesterday. It was just like everyone was wiping away tears, the media, barristers, the court registrars. And it was so significant because it was finally 43 years on vindication of what people were saying from the morning after, from the 14th of February 1981, that the doors were obstructed, that the fire spread with such rapidity that it was impossible to escape. The fire engulfed the ballroom within 8 minutes. The firemen gave evidence at the inquest that they normally, with a building that size, they would be fighting the blaze for an hour or more. The fire was more or less vented and through by the time they got there, and they got there within 6 minutes of the first 999 call. So it was a day that the families had, I suppose, hoped and prayed and felt maybe would never come. And it's worth pointing out that those 48 people came from 45 families. There were 90 parents who lost children. There's a handful left. There were 7 by my count in the court yesterday. So a lot of people have died before getting this, the result yesterday. So, it was pent up, and it was long waited for. And the sense of calm and happiness and sadness and some anger was palpable yesterday.
Can you give us a sense of the young lives lost all those years ago? You write this morning that in an Ireland blighted by recession and emigration, music promised escape, excitement and a taste of freedom.
This was a time before mobile phones, before social media. It was a time, I was 9 at the time, so it was a long time ago. I'm in my 50s now. So in many ways it was, back in the annals of history. But, we heard in the inquest, they were young. They were obviously all very young, but they came from a very young community. It was a young working class community around Coolock and Artane. Most of the houses around there had been built in the 60s. So they were coming of age at that time. They were the first generation perhaps to be able to go out to a nightclub. Mm-hmm. The Stardust was a hugely exciting place to go. It had a capacity for 1,400 people. It had bars. It had acts there like Dickie Rock and Shawaddy Waddy and Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
I was fascinated when I was reading your piece about the sheer variety of the acts who appeared in the Stardust.
It was
time.
A bit of a mecca, when people came from across Dublin, and indeed, for people, it was well known. And they were kids who, a lot of them had left school at 16. There was good employers in the area, even at a time of recession. There was Chivers, there was Scott's Foods, there was the Northside Shopping Centre, there was B&I Lines, the people worked in Cleary's. So there was a real sense of history coming through. And they lived in big, busy, happy families. And that night, it just, you know, ripped all that out of the community. Mm-hmm. The pall that was over, you know, it was palpable in the pen portraits, the devastation that was wrought on the families and the communities by that night. And then the aftermath of that night just hammered home and hammered, you know, just hammered them really. Just.
Yeah, because their grief was compounded by the Tribunal of Inquiry, which found that the fire was probably started deliberately.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first thing. So there were denials that the doors were locked immediately within, you know, hours of it happening. There were denials that the doors were locked and doors were obstructed. There were, you know, some of the doormen were saying things worked quite well on the night because only 48 died. And then there was the Tribunal of Inquiry in 1981, which found, despite saying that there was no evidence pointing to arson, they said that was the most probable cause. So then, the families were effectively criminalised. The children who were there, the young people who were there, were effectively criminalised. And that just added hurt and trauma to the pain. And that was not removed from the public record until 2009. So, you know, it was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine the fortitude it takes to campaign for more than 40 years, especially when you receive so many setbacks along the way.
Yeah, and one of the siblings was talking to me yesterday, one of the McDermott siblings who lost George, Marcella and William, aged between 16 and 22. And she said that, you know, she had gone to live in England and she'd come back for the fundraiser. And she said she couldn't not do it. You had to keep going. And I suppose that's, you know, testament to the unconditional love they had for the ones, you know, that they'd lost, the sense of injustice, the determination. And not all families were able to, you know, it really was a handful of families that stuck the course. But once that postcard campaign started a number of years ago, when they sent, you know, thousands and thousands of postcards demanding a fresh inquiry, a lot of the families came back on board. And, you know, they were all there, like every single last one of them participated in the inquests. And yesterday was a momentous day for them.
Kitty, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll have more, by the way, on the Stardust Inquest later on in the programme.